I trust all of you know the story of the apparitions of Guadalupe to the saintly Juan Diego. There is some curiosity why Juan Diego has not by now been canonized, because he was a truly virtuous man. You will probably have observed how usually our Blessed Lady appears to peasants. She did so at Lourdes and also at Fatima and at Guadalupe. The reason would seem to be that this is the kind of people that she herself likes. Not that she dislikes anyone, but she finds that people who are of the lower class often, not surely always either, have that precious gift which she herself possesses and which attracts such people to herself, namely humility. We don't want to identify virtue, however, with some kind of economics stratum, because there have been rich saints and poor saints. And if you have had any contact with the human race, you know that most people are sinners, whether they are rich or poor, or in between. Now and then we encounter someone who is truly virtuous, but it would seem the money doesn't have a great deal to do with that. Although our Lord warned that money can be a stumbling block, and usually is. The apparitions of Our Lady to Juan Diego occur just as the Protestant Reformation was gaining momentum in Northern Europe and in England. Martin Luther published his 93 theses in 1517. The apparitions took place in 1531, and the oath of supremacy of Henry VIII took place in 1538, if I remember correctly. Due to Our Lady's apparitions, literally millions of the Indians of Mexico were converted. This gives us the occasion to mention to you that, contrary to what we might be inclined to think, in the eyes of God and Our Lady, apparently, the heart of Catholicity, and therefore the most important area of the Western Hemisphere, is not the United States of America, but it would seem to be Mexico. Mexico has produced great saints in its day. Unfortunately, its day was 2 centuries ago. By the end of the 17th century, there was a very great culture throughout Central America, again centered in Mexico. The University of Mexico existed a century before Harvard, and schools were all over Mexico. And in these schools, the various orders of Spanish priests, assisted by sisters, were establishing schools. The children were learning not only Spanish, but also Latin, as a matter of course. And such great scholarship emanated from Mexico that some of the priests educated there were brought back to Europe to teach in universities there. Contrary also to what is written in Protestants' produced textbooks, The Spanish and the Portuguese who came to South and Central America did not murder all the Indians. Rather, they sought and had a deliberate purpose of converting these people. You will observe that wherever the Catholic colonists came, to this day, the Indians, the natives of those lands, are still to be found. It was mainly the Protestants in North America who established it as a policy to expropriate the land of the Indians and to murder them if they objected. Someone wrote that an Indian saying cropped up that the Indians would rather that Plymouth Rock had landed on the Pilgrims rather than the Pilgrims on Plymouth Rock. The deterioration of Mexico and Central America began only after the French Revolution, when Mexico fell into the hands of the Napoleonic Empire. And with that occasion, Freemasonry began to infiltrate into the upper circles of Mexico, and all during the 19th century. This infiltration continued so that by the end of that century, Freemasonry, Grand Orient Freemasonry, controlled the country totally and launched the most terrible persecution of Mexico. And during that century also, the people began to suffer the same thing that they are suffering now, socialism in its form, socialism which always protests equality and proceeds to exploit the people, to take their possessions in the name of taxation, and in this case, punish them for their Catholic faith. And you surely are aware that by now, and this process has continued all during this century, by now, Mexico is on the verge of total bankruptcy, even though it is oil-wise one of the richest countries in the whole world, and the communist takeover would seem to be the next or one of the next episodes in the communist advance in the Western Hemisphere. All of this greatly assisted by the communist and Jewish power of this country. Still, we have to recognize that the people of Mexico seem to still be like the darlings of Our Lady, a most fascinating people, because I'm sure you're aware, probably percentage-wise, the most artistic people on the face of the earth. You probably know also that within the last 5 years or so, millions of dollars were collected in order to replace the ancient Basilica of Our Lady of Guadalupe, and they have, in their usual fashion, erected a hideous pile and plunked it in the midst of the old buildings there, so that the whole area is now something of an eyesore. This is a favorite trick of the so-called modernists, the revolutionary artists, that's instead of adopting their architecture to the place and to the architecture around, they insert some cubistic obscenity and call it art so as to ruin the whole appearance of things. They did the same thing as over the last 10 years in the Vatican, put up a ghastly building for an audience chamber for Pope Paul VI. That's neither here nor there. It's in the Vatican. But We are reminded of these things on this feast day of Our Lady to remind us that she loves the Catholic peoples of the Western Hemisphere. She loves the little people, those who have no aspirations to the wealth of others, and those who recognize that it is better to be poor and good than otherwise. I would advocate you parents to develop in your family a devotion to Our Lady of Guadalupe, a most lovely lady. She appeared adorned in the colors and in the fashion of the great ladies of the Mexican nation. And as you know, her appearance, the manner of her appearance, is recorded on the mantle of Juan Diego, which now is enshrined there at the shrine. Our Lady of Guadalupe is a special patroness of the Americas, and we are promised that through her, if there is to be a conversion of these nations back to God, we can still hope for it. You probably are aware that the priests throughout Central and South America are, to a great extent, Marxists. While they're busy undermining the faith, the Protestants have zeroed in on the whole great land of Central and South America and are bringing in the native Catholics in the thousands and tens of thousands because they pretend to be teaching something of Christianity. The Catholic Church, in a word, is losing its dear children in those lands because of the fact that conciliarism reigns and revolutionism. So we have much to pray to Our Lady about, to say nothing of this, our own land. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.